Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats, welcome to another fun Friday. And you know what that means. It is time to watch The Prince with Princess Chloe. We are going to be watching episode 8, titled Owen. Now, Chloe and I were talking, and it was, we have a very exciting, we're just very excited about this episode. Oh my gosh, I know. We love Owen. And I feel like after we watch this episode, we're going to love him even more. And I may cry a little bit. I might too, because I just have a feeling we're going to get into something really deeper with Owen, because I feel like it's happening, especially after he lost his wife and, you know, with all the teasing that Prince George does with him. It's just crazy. But I can't believe after this one, I think we have, what, 4 more episodes? And that's it. So I hate to disappoint you all, but not to keep you, you know, down right now, but, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how fast time goes. But, yes. So, well, should we just get into it, Chloe? I don't think we have much to say except for just, we love Owen. We do. And why are you singing? Because we love Owen. I know, but... Oh, anyway, I forgot you're a theatre person. Yes, I am. That is my passion that I've had since I was 3 years old. Actually, probably when I came out of my mother's womb. Probably. So, yeah. Interesting. Well, anyway, shall we get into it? Let's do it.
Excuse me, you there, Mary?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Can you donate this to a soup kitchen and bring me something I can fucking eat?
Mummy, would you like my eggs? They're very yummy.
Yeah, I want to eat off your plate like we live in a fucking trailer park. Do you ever listen to yourself?
No, Mummy, I don't. And it was actually Camilla's idea I offer you the eggs. Please forgive me, darling. I hate myself.
Ma'am, it's the Prime Minister.
Hello? Well, did you fuck her? All right, I'll take care of it. You don't talk to anyone until you get my call, understand? Thank you, Mary.
Grandpa, are you eating the paper?
Oh, gross.
That's new.
Well, I have an appointment. Please excuse me. Would you tell the children I'll be home later?
I'm sitting right next to you.
Where are you going?
Out. Don't worry, I'll be back in time to watch the servants put the children to bed from my phone.
That's a good mother. Hands on.
I was breastfed by a servant.
Yes, but she watched.
Is there anything you need before I leave for my day off, Your Royal Highness?
Your day off? Didn't you just have a day off? When do you actually work?
It's been about a month, sir.
Must be nice to have your life. All right, well, go if you're going.
If you need anything at all, sir, don't hesitate.
Owen, just leave for God's sake. I think I'll be fine without whatever it is you think you do.
Of course, sir.
Bye!
Okay, now he's eating the centerpiece.
Oh, God.
It's fine.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh, I just love that. All right, I'm gonna go. I'm sitting right here. Tell the kids I'm gonna go. I'm sitting right here. Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah, and I love the fact, I love Kate Middleton. I love the way they just have her be totally just not the mother that I'm sure she is in real life. Like, I'm sure she's a very hands-on mother in real life. Oh, she absolutely is. I know William really made sure to, you know, be similar to his mother, the late Princess Diana, where they were more hands-on and they weren't going to be run by, you know, nannies and, you know, neglect them at all. So, they are very hands-on parents. Of course, they have their help when they need it, you know, their staff when they need it. You know, the staff will come in when they ask them to, of course. But at the end of the day, they are completely hands-on, and they wanted to make sure that they were the parents that, you know, like the late Princess Diana, she was a very hands-on mother. Loved her children. Loved them. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really, I just love the way, and the fact that they have Prince Philip eating newspaper and eating centerpieces, and just, and then having the Queen just be such a, such a jerk. I just love it. Oh my gosh, I just love that. Well, did you fuck her? All right, well, I'll take care of it. I got the Prime Minister. Oh, so, oh my gosh, I can't. Anyway, there's just so much going on here, and I know, I just try to think, is there anything really, I mean, the whole scene was hysterical, the whole Charles and Camilla dynamic again. Ugh. But anyway, but what are your, do you have any other thoughts? Oh no, actually, with you, actually, oh God, I think this is the first time we've ever had pretty much the same agreement, like literally, like the same exact tone and agreement on all this stuff, so... Anyway, that was very nice. I feel like we've been living together for way too long. That we're starting to sink. I think we are. It's kind of weird. Anyway, shall we move on to the staff with Kevin? Yes.
Are you okay? Why haven't you touched me lately? Can we not talk about this now?
Well, I'm off. I'll see everyone tomorrow. Big plans, then a win. Oh, nothing much. Well, ta-ta. Bye, Erin. Have fun.
I'd go home and slit my throat if I had to look after that kid all day. Don't.
Now then, can I get anyone a nice cuppa? Teddy? Yeah, thanks, Kev.
He has a normal accent.
Fucking love Kev.
Oh my God, he... Kevin actually has a normal accent. Like, he has a normal... He's not slowly speaking. He actually is just speaking. Wow, if that makes sense. Oh, it does. No, the fact that he's sounding like a human being, which technically I would consider Kevin a human being. I mean, gosh, he has the same emotions as a human being. I wouldn't even, the more you get to know him, I mean, yes, you can feel he has an agenda, but at the end of the day, you know, it's very, you can tell he's just trying to be as normal as possible. And it's just great. I love it. I know. But yeah, it's just, yeah, I have nothing much to say about it. But that is great, though. If I don't slip my throat if I had to watch that kid all day. Well, anyway, now we're off to Owen's day off. So let's see what Owen is up to. Let's.
Morning, Owen.
Morning, Clive.
The bus driver. George is texting him about his socks. Aw, little smile emoji.
Have a good day, Owen.
You too, Clive.
Aw, this little town. Oh, how cute is this? And it's cut short.
Hello?
Hey, is this a bad time?
Of course not, Your Royal Highness.
So I found the socks. I sent you back a smiley emoji, by the way.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh, well, you didn't respond.
Morning, Owen. Morning, Dan. I sent you a thumbs up on it, sir.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that. Anyway, I was wondering which...
Hello, Owen.
Hello, Faye.
I was wondering which remote I used to go from Apple TV back to cable.
The small silver one, sir.
Yeah, I tried that one.
Fresh blackberries today, Owen? I'll come by later for some, Samuel.
You're doing that walk through town like you're fucking Belle in Beauty and the Beast. Jesus Christ. Do you know how annoying it is for me on my end?
I apologize, sir.
Okay, wait. The silver one is working now.
Splendid, sir.
It wasn't before, though. All right, well, I'm gonna watch Below Deck.
Good morning, Owen.
He's on the fucking phone. Okay, well, that's it on my end. Enjoy your day off.
Oh my gosh.
If you need anything else...
No, I'm good. I'll talk to you later. Ciao.
Yeah. his house. Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh, there's my tea. Oh.
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing?
Just making a cup of tea, sir.
Cool, I'm having tea too. So, has it started raining there yet?
Not yet, no, sir.
That's good, that's good. Maybe it won't rain there, day off and all that. Ooh, are you in the kitchen? Show me your kitchen!
It's nothing much to speak of, Your Royal Highness.
It's cute, though! Alright, well, I'll let you get back to your tea.
Goodbye, sir.
Yep, see you tomorrow.
So cute. Aww, him and his wife.
Aww. Hello?
Quick question. How long is an avocado good for?
They're good for several days, sir.
So if it's a little brown, it's still okay?
Yes, that should be fine, sir.
Yeah, thought so. Just checking. Is that your garden?
Yes. It's very, very small.
It's fucking adorable is what it is. Everything is so tiny and cute. It's like you live in a dollhouse, oh.
Suits my needs, sir.
Anyway, I gotta go, but thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Oh, let's just stop there for a minute, because we're about to go to the pub where he's going, I'm sure. But, oh my god! Oh, I can't help it. I love it. Owen is just becoming my favorite more and more as the show goes on. Oh, I know. And, I'm sorry. Are you okay? No. I am. I miss Rose. Well, why don't you fly her back in? She was lovely, to be honest. We can have her. Are you sure? Oh, no. Do you need a break or are you good?
No, I'm fine.
Oh no. Do you need to... I have to... Hold on. Sorry, folks. Let me grab her a tissue real quick. There you go.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry, common sense crap audience. I really miss Rose.
Why don't we fly her back?
This just reminds me of her, you know? I love her. I mean, Owen, it's just, the more we get to know Owen in the show, and I know it's not real, but I feel Rose.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we'll fly her in.
Really?
Yeah, I've been saying that a million times.
Okay, if it's not too much trouble, I mean, can't she stay permanently?
We'll talk about that later.
All right. All right, shall we move on?
Yeah, God, I feel like we have to. Unless, are you saying you're Prince George calling her 24/7?
Maybe.
Okay. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but that was... I'm laughing because it's actually very sweet. Yeah, I think that's very sweet that you have that kind of relationship with Rose.
But I do, I call her for stupid shit. Like,
like the avocado, even though I know... what happens and how long an avocado sticks around, you know, and tomatoes and all of that. But I just, anyway, it's just reminding me so much of this and, oh, I love it. Me too. Oh, this is so cute. All right, well, shall we move on to the pub? And I have a feeling after this episode, we may have to go to the pub.
We might
have a little beer. What do you say?
I think that would be lovely.
Okay. All right, let's have a moment to calm down and you can watch the pub that's coming up. How about that?
Okay.
I don't have long. I told William I was serving porridge to battered women.
Then let's get to it. So you're positive you want to leave your husband?
Yes. I've already found a place to live. And I'm applying for a job at Goop.
Ooh. Goop.
Goop.
Well, I'll start working on the papers then.
Nobody must know. Oh. I fear for my life.
Really?
Well, not really, but, you know, it's bad there.
Can I ask, what's the Queen like? Is she nice?
She's a fucking nightmare. I'll be in touch.
Oh, and there's Owen. Oh, shit.
Hello, sir.
Hey. anything going on over there?
No, no, nothing at all.
Hello, Owen. Good to see ya.
Hello, Toby.
Well, if it isn't Owen.
Hello, Vera.
Oh, now you're at cheers.
Where have you been hiding, Owen? You haven't called.
Been meaning to, Vera. Work. Rock climbing.
Rock climbing?
Right. Sure. Usual.
Please.
Aww. Oh my god. You're dating her.
We're just friends, sir.
Oh. You're dating her.
Here we are now, are we? Pie and mash.
Well, I'll let you get back to Mrs. Lovett.
Who's that little toy? Is that the little prince?
Yes, it is.
Don't put me on. Hi. How are you, dear?
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, look at those teeth. How fun.
Bye, lovey.
Oh, my God.
Don't ever do that again. All right, go eat. Your cat pie is getting cold.
Oh, my God.
Can I get you anything else, Owen?
No, thank you, Vera.
Right then, love. Give us a call sometime, eh?
Hey, Common Sensocrats, make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter. Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show.
I have to pause just for a second. Everything about that is we have to talk about the Kate Middleton situation. I love the fact that she's sitting there trying to get a divorce from William, I guess. And then I love that Owen just walks right by the window. And it's like, oh shit, he's gonna find out. Oh, I know. It's so good. That, I mean, of course, I just love the fact that she goes, she should know. Well, I guess in this show, she wouldn't really know where he is, I guess. But you would think she'd see Owen. Although, I guess in the show, since he's not technically her staff, it's Prince George's, then I guess maybe not. I guess not. Interesting. Anyway, oh, you're not gonna cry again, are you? I almost did with their phone call, but that's besides the point. But I just love that, you're dating her. Because it's like, oh. Woman knows what he likes, very flirty, also says give us a call sometime. Oh, yes. I would consider that maybe not necessarily dating, but it's on the right track, you know what I mean? Oh, I know we've already had a conversation about dating, but you know that's never off the table with the term dating. Although, what is dating anymore? Are you saying we're dating? No! Well, that's what you made it sound like, because I'm like, girlfriend, I'm straight. So, you're gonna hit on me right now. I know you're in a very emotional time, but listen, I don't play that way. I respect my friends that do, but I don't play that way. No! Although I did have a one night, not like that, but you know, had the whole, you know, kissed a girl and I liked it situation, which, you know, in college, but that's, you know, as everybody does. But, really? Oh, yes. Think about her from time to time. Do you? Not like that. It's just because we were really good friends. And then more. Oh, stop it. No. Ugh. Everybody does that all the time. Look, I'm straight too. Just saying. Oh, that's true. You have been dating a lot of guys. So, oh my gosh, not dating a lot of guys. All right. Every time I come home, you're like not home till like 1 a.m. Oh, no. But that's not because I'm flirting with a lot of guys. Oh, we can get a whole into another whole situation about that, or whole discussion about that. But It's fine. I don't judge. You sound like you are. I'm not. I'm actually kind of jealous. Are you? Yeah. Well, we should get you out there. I'm okay right now. Really? Yeah. Anyway. We can discuss that at a whole other time. All right. Can't wait. We gotta get you out there, girl. Oh, anyway, moving on. Let's see the next part of Owen's life, shall we?
Evening, Owen.
Evening, Gladys.
Her voice.
And I'm Harry. Harry.
And we're royally screwed.
Each week we take a house from drab
to fab. The Anderson family had $75,000 to renovate their 3-bedroom ranch house.
It was our life savings.
Anderson family, do you remember what your house used to look like? Would you like to see what it looks like now?
Yeah!
Then come on in, guys.
Oh my god.
Well, it looks exactly the same.
Look closely.
I don't see any difference at all.
Keep looking.
I'm worried.
Can I get a clue?
The kitchen.
I don't see it.
The backsplash?
Oh, right. That's new.
Huh? Do you love it? Real solid gold inlay. It makes the whole room pop.
You spent $75,000 on backsplash?
No. We spent $100,000.
Oh. I told you we should have gone with the subway tile.
Well, I've been royally screwed, all right.
Owen, did you just make a joke?
I did, sir.
I fucking love that. Ugh, what worse can they do after this? Sell insurance? Ooh, there's a House Hunters on now. I'm gonna watch that.
Oh my god. I kind of dig those pajamas. The burgundy.
Hello, sir.
Hey.
Oh.
I can't sleep.
Would you like me to tell you a story, sir?
No, I'm not a baby. What story?
Oh. Well, once upon a time, there was a very simple man who lived in a tiny house with a tiny garden, and he fell in love with a very simple woman. They took joy in the very simple things in life. A walk, a cup of tea, a smile. And those simple things made them feel like they were not so simple at all. Quite the opposite, in fact. It made them feel like the most special people in the world. And one day they got married, and this very simple man suddenly became a king because he had found his queen. And the tiny house was their palace, and the tiny garden their kingdom. And they lived happily for years and years until the queen got very sick and then, in a breath, was gone. And the man went from being a king back to being very simple once again. But sometimes, late at night, when it's very quiet, she comes to him, and just for a moment, he is a king.
Oh, and he's asleep.
Good night, George.
Oh. Okay, that was actually a really cute episode. Oh, I got a little teary. That was really sweet. Oh, I know. I love Owen. We love Owen. Oh my gosh. He is just, oh, and I love his relationship. After this episode, I feel like I love his relationship with George even more. And I'll be, and I know he's going to be mean to him in future episodes. I'm going to be like, come on, George. You two have a good bond. Come on now. But I have a feeling, I don't know. I just have a feeling that he's going to do something pretty bad. I'm talking about George. I know. But, oh, love Owen. Oh, and the fact that you just keep referencing the picture of him and his wife and you're just like, oh, it's so beautiful. See, like we talk about dating earlier. Nobody has love like that anymore unless they've already met years ago. I mean, it's very rare to see love like that these days. So that's the thing. With that, with my whole thing with the dating world and stuff, I don't date just to date. If I'm going to be dating somebody, I'm going to be like, okay, that means I'm already interested in you right away. So I know somewhat I'm not going to waste my time, even if it doesn't last forever. I know I'm dating you because there's a reason I'm dating you. Like, yeah, like I don't date just to, you know, date. That's not my thing. Why else do you date? Well, like, I'm one of those I'd rather be, you know, have you ever heard of Madea, Tyler Perry? Oh, yes. Yeah, you've heard the whole Madea, the play that he did with Madea before he did the movies, when the whole thing, which is that I would rather sit in a corner with a puppy and a goldfish than waste my time with someone who doesn't, you know, who doesn't respect my time. I know that's not the exact line, but that's basically what Madea is saying. In that whole speech, the whole, like a tree, the brain, like that whole thing. It's really good. I'll have to send you the full link because it is incredible. And Common Sensocrats, if you haven't seen that, please look up that scene in the play with Madea, because that whole speech, that whole monologue is just incredible. Every relationship is like a tree, like that whole thing. If you have a thing from the root into the tip, I mean, it's incredible. The whole analogy behind that. And I think that's very true. So if you haven't heard that, I won't tell you anymore. If you have seen it, then you know exactly what I'm talking about, because it is one of the most famous monologues that Madea has. And it's incredible. That character is brilliant. So good job, Tyler Perry, for creating that character. But anyway, but that's my whole thing. I'd rather sit in the corner with a puppy and a goldfish than just date to date. Like, if I'm dating you, if I'm hanging out with you, there's a reason. That's because I'm interested. Yes, I have friends that I hang out with, but there's a difference between dating and hanging out. These days, who freaking knows? Do you see how frustrating it is? Like, I'm the type of girl, by the way, get on a little bit of a serious topic here. She brought it up, Chloe. I know. But my whole thing is, if I'm dating somebody, like, I'm interested in you. There's no question. I'm interested. If I'm hanging out with you, these days, I feel like they're all using that term the same way. Like, we're hanging out. No, are you dating or are you hanging out? See, I'm very old school when it comes to that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I do. Yes. But you know, maybe I'm that type of person. Maybe, no wonder I don't have a boyfriend, because maybe I'm the guy, if that makes sense. Like, I'm the one that says, oh, we're just hanging out. And the guys are going, I thought we were dating. It's like, oh, shit. It's like, oh, no, am I that person? Am I the person that's ghosting the guy? Or am I the person that's ghosting the other person and all that stuff? Oh, no. Well, if any guy that I've dated is out there listening to this, I'm very sorry. Yeah. Well, maybe I'm just too serious. Oh, no, you're not. I mean, you're a serious person, yes, but you're not. But I feel like you're a catch. Thank you. Thank you, you're a catch. You have your moments, but, you know, I think you're a catch. But anyway, here I am tooting your horn when we should be tooting mine. I am the royal in this conversation. Oh, that you are. But anyway, but that was a very sweet episode to move on from our personal lives. We'll get into more of our personal lives probably later on, but But the next one, so the next episode we're going to be watching, and that's going to be next Friday, is about, oh, School Musical Part 1. Oh, God, why are we going to do a school musical? Why does everybody have to do a musical in a show? Why? Oh, wait, maybe it's not a singing one. Is it going to be a singing one? Because those drive me crazy. They do? I think they're quite entertaining. If they're the right thing to say, if they're the right thing to sing. If it's a cool, if it makes sense with the story. Did you watch Grey's Anatomy? No. Oh, then never mind. You wouldn't know that reference. But for those of you by Common Sense and Crats who have watched Grey's Anatomy and they did that musical episode, that was stupid. That was an example of that episode should not have been done. Just saying. I remember watching it and cringing the whole time because it was so uncomfortable to sit through. But here we go. So this is the synopsis for episode 9, School Musical Part 1. It says, after seizing his second musical's, seizing his School Musical's lead role, Prince George, of course he's the lead in the musical, Prince George devolves into a bigger diva than usual. When their show is canceled, Meghan and Harry, so Meghan and Harry's show gets canceled. Okay. Which I'm not surprised. Meghan and Harry return to their regular jobs while Charles attempts to approach the Queen about his future again. Okay, so looks like the next episode we're going to be getting into a lot, which is kind of funny. And how can Prince George be a bigger diva than he is already? Just saying. I know, but I guess we'll have to find out next week. I guess so. Well, thank you, Common Sensocrats, for listening again to this Fun Friday episode. I know we got into a lot of serious stuff, which I was kind of surprised about, including dating at all in the world of finding love. But and also Common Sensocrats, I will have newer topic episodes coming out. It's just been a really crazy time because I've gotten questions in my email asking me, like, where are your political episodes, your Newsday Tuesdays, Monday updates, all that. It has been just a crazy time with local elections, but I'm doing my best to set everything up for next week so that way I don't have to be so behind as I have been for the past few weeks, because it has been crazy, or a couple weeks, I should say. It has been crazy. So anyway, so that is what I've been doing. It's been overwhelming, but it's good. We gotta stay on our local elections. We gotta fight, and I mean spirit fight, spiritually, not physically, of course. Unless you're the ones that are doing the political intimidation, then maybe you should just stop it and be a team player, huh? But we all know how that goes. So they just won't stop on the other side. So anyway, we can talk about that another episode and another time, which I will update you all with the updates on our local elections here. So, and another episode probably next week or the week after. I still need to figure out when. But anyway, but look out for next week's episode, the new Fun Friday with Princess Chloe. So thank you, Chloe, for being here. We really appreciate you being here, seriously. Thank you for having me. And Common Sensocrats, please forgive me. I don't have my social medias up and running right now because I'm revamping everything. But you will start to see that in the near future. So I'm sure Common Sensocrat here will tell you all about my updates with my social medias. Yes, I'm very excited. So yes, we're doing that. Princess Chloe is doing that. And I'm going to be, of course, updating all my stuff as usual. And of course, as usual, I don't have a quote today, but stay tuned for tomorrow's Satire Day. And until next time, everybody. Princess Chloe, do you have anything else to add? No, I do not. Just have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Yes, have a wonderful weekend, everybody. And until next time, bye. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.